Yes, a very good afternoon to you. A good evening to you. Welcome to the Business and Economic segment. My name is Kanjeko Kamegulu Nkwanyoga. And man, it has been a while. We have been here doing this thing live. So welcome to Lecture Hall 1. Welcome to our platform where we give lectures. Welcome to our platform where we give suggestions, hypotheses, and ideas of how we can build our economy better. And we are not doing this. We are not doing this because we know better. We are not doing this because we are the best economist. We are not saying this because we are the best custodian of our resources or we are the best researchers. But the main aim is just for us to provoke a conversation and to highlight certain things that need to be done and to take a different direction on how the economy should be built, increase inclusivity, and also participation from everybody. So welcome to the Business and Economic segment, colleagues.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom.
So, today we're going to look at funding or financing of enterprises. And as we say that on Business and Economic segment, we attack the foundation. So we look at the foundation of our economy, of our... When we talk about the economy, remember, the economy has different sectors. The economy has different aspects. And our role for us, we are not scratching the surface, but we look at the foundation of things and how they are being done. And if there is a different way, we can do it. And we are not saying if there is our suggestion or our opinion or our hypothesis is the best, but we have reached a national consensus that yes, the economy is not working for everyone. But instead of just shouting every day and complaining every day, we can look at the foundation or we can look at the structures that we used to build our economy and ways possible we can change such a type of foundation, especially when it comes to the policies and especially when it comes to certain modalities, certain approaches that we have. Mm? So colleagues, let us look at financing startups and SMEs. Mm? Let us look at the modality that we have when it comes to financing and distributing capital in our economy. Let us look at the difference between the commercial banks and the microlenders. Let us go in the role of microlenders in an economy and how we utilize such a type of capital. Mm? So And the narrative surrounding micro-lending. And if we don't change the narrative around the micro-lending and how we utilize such type of capital, and then we go to cry to the banks that they are not getting capital, we are not getting capital, we're not getting finance, but we are getting access, or we are having access to capital via micro-lenders, and we do not utilize that capital more productively, then what are we saying? And we have to look at this. Let me just give you a picture of the micro lending in Namibia. We have more than 500 micro lenders in Namibia. I'm repeating that. We have more than 500 micro lenders. And on annual basis every year, they extend more than 3 billion to Namibians. They extend more than 3 billion to Namibians. So then the key question becomes, if we have such an issue with access to capital, if we have such a funding gap that exists when it comes to startups and entrepreneurs, then how come we are not using the micro-lending institutions that are well distributed all over the country to fund our enterprises? If it seems like capital is quite accessible at the micro-lending level, then how come we are not utilizing it to fund our startups? And while we are there, the Namibian economy is dominated by the informal market. The Namibian economy is dominated by micro-enterprises of individuals that are running small businesses, that need just capital to buy their stock. And if the funding gap that exists in Namibia sometimes does not require millions, sometimes does not require 200,000, then how come we are not channeling the capital that is being distributed from microlenders? If we have more than 500 microlenders, and these microlenders are actually loaning out there 300 billion every year to household and to individual to go buy food only. Can we not structure the micro-lending space to fund our micro-enterprises, to fund our vendors, to fund all those that are starting that just need below 100,000? Why can't we structure it like that, beautiful people? You know, there are so many... Many of us are complaining or crying about not accessing capital or not accessing funding. Even at the country level, until now, we are failing to structure our SME funding because it still has a collateral attached to it. But the status quo remains that most of the Namibian economy, or a bigger chunk, or where money is made in Namibia, is made in the informal economy. Beautiful people. Let us have a conversation that it seems like micro lending in Namibia is such a big thing, but are we utilizing it for productive purposes? Majority of the people that are doing business is just people running a small tuck shop. It's just a person running a small restaurant. It's just a person selling kapana. It's just a person selling fresh and vegetables. And if this is the case, we have many of our people participating at the smaller scale in businesses, and they need the funding just for stock or just for them to buy a machine. Why are we not borrowing from micro lenders? And this is emanating from the fact that I hear many of the people that call on Eagle FM complaining about the banks. The banks don't want to give us capital. The banks do not want to give us money because of collateral. Now, if you put together, many of these people, they just need working capital. Summer is now, and this person just need to buy an ice cream machine. An ice cream machine is below 100,000. This person just need to buy a cow to slaughter, an ox to slaughter. An ox to slaughter to sell kapana is below 100,000. This person just need to transport their vegetable from Etunda to Oshakati. And they just need the fuel for a whole month because they are harvesting tomato. And if you put together all this amount of working capital needed, is the type of amount that can be actually be given or be accessible at the micro lender. I want us to slow down a bit and just look at the problem that are being faced by our micro entrepreneurs that are dominating the Namibian economy. These are small startup colleagues that need just small, below 100,000 working capital. Why do you need to go to a bank for that if there are micro lenders? Why do we only go to micro lenders to go borrow for consumption? Who told us that they cannot give us money for us to run our businesses? And I'm repeating again, the fact that the Namibian economy is dominated by the informal economy, by micro lenders, it actually tells us that the funding need in Namibia can be provided by micro lenders. Beautiful people. Let us have a conversation. And I'm repeating this again. If you look in your municipality, in your locality, wherever you stay, in any town, who are the majority entrepreneurs in your country? In your town. Are they not micro lenders? Micro entrepreneurs. You guys who call them vendors. And those are the people who are looking for funding. Those are the people who are looking for capital. So if we can flip things, these people do not need 200 because they do not even have a bigger place. They are just operating a tax shop. They just need adequate stock. And imagine if we can enable them to access this type of capital, working capital, for them to be able to get the best stock, to get their stock on time, to deliver their product on time. No, I want us to slow down because in Namibia, there are so many complaints coming from left and right about the funding. Let me take a look at Ondangwa. Ondangwa is very small. And Ongwediva and Oshakati, all of them are very small. But if you go chill in Oshakati or in Ongwediva and it's 12 o'clock, you're never going to find a cab. Even after 9 o'clock, 2300 or 2200, you will not find a cab again. And a Dangi Botswana that can be turned into something like in drive a Yango is just 40,000, right? So do you need a bank loan for that, or you can actually utilize the micro lenders because they are able to give a loan which is not more than 100,000? So why in Namibia we are only running it to banks? Why are we only complaining about collateral if most of our business, most of our startup are very, very small? Beautiful people, let us have a conversation. Let us have a conversation. And I'm saying that I want us to look at the funding gap in Namibia. I want us to structure the funding for SMEs and for entrepreneurs, for startups. Not all of the startups need millions. Some of us are just selling our cabbages. Some of us are just selling our onions. We are just starting from there. Beautiful people. And if majority of these people are just trying small-scale businesses, why don't we structure their funding like the micro-lending? Why? It's a big question. Because now, everyone is running to a bank. A person who needs 40,000 or needs 50,000. Why can't they run into micro lenders to fund businesses? We have to ask our questions about regarding this thing, because we are building an economy and it seems like everyone in Namibia who is looking for funding need 1 million. While some people just need 10,000 for their stock. While one person just need working capital. They run a refrigeration company and they just need working capital to go to Rwakana, to go to Opuo and service air conditions. Air cons. And they just need the fuel for a month. They just need working capital. But the way we are looking at the funding in Namibia, it's like everyone need 1 million. Beautiful people. Let us look at what do people in Namibia need. If more Namibians are going to micro lenders, it means the type of funding and the type of capital that they need, it could be channeled to them using micro lender structure. The people who need the funding, the people who are starting something. And we can use the statistics that are provided. If micro lenders can issue more than 600,000 loans, colleagues, more than 600,000 loans in a year, it means that is the type of structure we should use to allocate this smaller capital, which is required by our people at such a level. And I go back again to what I have said. I want you to look within your town. Who are the entrepreneurs? It's taxi drivers. It's guys who are starting a small shop. It's guys who are manufacturing one shoes, two shoes. And they just need to scale up gradually. So then let us assess what type of capital and how much capital do they need. Why must we send them to a development bank? Why must we send them to the commercial bank where they're going to be asked capital? Collateral. If their operation are at the smallest level and they want to scale up gradually, then what we should structure is the micro lending space so that it can fund our startups, so that it can be the source of working capital. Then when I need to expand further big, then I can go to the commercial bank. Then I can go to the venture capital. Then I can go to the equity financiers. But now the micro lending space is being used only for consumption sake. And the fact that this institution can issue more than 600,000 loans, guys, in a year, it means they have something which is working. And we can actually interrogate it and use it as a startup financing strategy for a small scale and micro enterprises. Beautiful people. I want us to interrogate the funding gap, especially when it comes to SMEs and MSMEs. Beautiful people. I want us to interrogate the structure and the certain things that are inhibiting us from going forward, from building the economy that we want, from enabling participation in the mainstream economy. That lady selling in the corner of your street is struggling to find just actually 1,000 or 3,000 to get the best stock. Imagine if he can just have an open account with AMTA, where he deposited this 5,000 and is able to get the best stock of tomatoes, of onion, every month. Just imagine that the person will grow in a year. They will expand their tax shop. Just imagine. But just the fact that they do not have access to a 5,000 of working capital for them to get the best stock, they are not growing. Because he only buy now one box of tomato, then he does not buy the box of green pepper, then he does not buy the box of onion. But he does not need a million, he just need the 5,000 of working capital. Now imagine if we can structure the funding of micro enterprises like micro lending, so that we can enable these people that are starting their small businesses to be able to start. Because now we are promoting entrepreneurs, entrepreneurship, but we are forgetting the funding component. And there is no entrepreneurship if there is no capital to these entrepreneurs. And we are speaking generally that there is no funding. People cannot access funding. And what we are using, we are only using the loan from commercial bank and from DBN. But the reality is here, who is dominating the Namibian economy? It's micro enterprises, kapana sellers. Every person in Namibia who is going to be told, who told to go find their own employment, they go and sell. Five of my friends who asked me for startup capital, they just wanted to go to Angola. And they did not ask me for more than 3,000. Just can I just need 2,000 in my transport and I'm going to get my bail. It means that the people who are starting micro enterprises in Namibia do not need a million. Do not need the 500,000. Now imagine if at the national level, that Ipumbu and everybody who is involved in the SME financing, the SME financing need to start at the micro lending space. Because that is where capital can be accessed easily. I want to go to Angola because now is summer. Havaianas now are at 400. But if I go and buy them in Angola, I can come and sell them at 150. And they will finish within 2 weeks. Because now if you go to studio, Havaianas are 400. Now imagine these five ladies, one from Grootfontein, the other one from Walvisbaai. If they can just access 5,000 now, tomorrow they go to Angola, they buy the Havaianas stock and come and sell. The stock will not last. Because boys are already complaining because they cannot afford Havaianas. And in Namibia, the boys and men wear Havaianas to church and to everywhere, to date everywhere. I'm looking at the financing strategy that Namibia needs. Not the one perceived by the people who are in a formal economy and they're educated and they're whatever. No. We in Namibia, we want to jump ship so much. You know, we are quite ignorant of our reality and the type of entrepreneurship happening. Colleagues, everyone is starting from their garage. Everyone is starting from the corner of their street. And if we can sort out their type of funding that they need, their foundation of their enterprise is going to be better. Because an enterprise with a messed up foundation, it becomes difficult to recover. If you cannot buy the next stock on time, you disturb everything. Because customs were getting accustomed to the fresh apple that you sell. Then come next month when the stock is finished, you have now made enough for the stock. But going to Tumeb again to get the stock is a problem. But imagine if you have a good credit line to a micro lender.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Let us have a conversation. The funding strategy that the Namibian enterprises need. There is seem like there is an assumption that Namibian need millions. But I'm challenging everyone. I want you to look in your street at the people that are starting business. And I know the most active shop in my street is a tuck shop where we buy our cold drink, our milk, and our bread. And I know the value of their stock is not more than 10,000 a month. And these are many. And these are many. These are the type of enterprises that we have in Namibia. These are the startups that we have in Namibia. Yes, there are other startups. The other startups are now pitching to angel investors with the Namibian angel investors. The other big startup and the other enterprises are now able to go to DBN, are able to go to commercial banks, are able to go to venture capital. But what about these micro enterprises that we have where majority of Namibian people are participating? Because many people believe that economic inclusion can just happen because they are giving a speech. No. And one thing that is very, very hurtful in Namibia is that we are so ignorant of our reality. We think everyone wants to start a business in Namibia need 1 million. No. I just want to slaughter a cow because there is a tournament of soccer in my town coming. And I want to sell meat for the whole weekend. But on average, a cow is 7,000. It's 5,000. Imagine if I can access that 5,000 plus another extra 5,000 for operation. Imagine. Then I'm able to go to Ombuga and get my cattle and come slaughter it during that weekend and hire 3 guys. And all those things need to come on time. The success of every venture depends when you are having everything in the right place at the right time. But many of our enterprises in Namibia, many of our people that are trying, okay, cool. I prepare the fat cooks, but I have no place where to sell them. Or I do not have the right container where I can put them. Then my business is already doomed. Is because I do not have the adequate working capital, operational capital. And that's what I'm saying, that if the micro lenders are able to issue 665 and 290 loan in a year, guys, we can actually fund our micro enterprises. We need to restructure our financing strategy. We need to come down to reality that the people need just 20,000 for operation, need 30,000, need 40,000, need 50,000. And the fact that I cannot get 50,000 from a bank without a collateral, without higher interest, and whatsoever, and the approval will take even 3 months or even a whole month. And my business idea died because most of what our people are trying are based on events that are happening. There is an expo which is coming at Okakarara. There is a window show now. I just needed to order these certain things to go sell them there. And I need to move fast. So I got to access working capital on time so that I can take advantage of the momentum in the market. And if our financing strategy is not structured in such a way to avail and to distribute capital on time, then many of our ventures are going to fail. Then many of our startups are going to fail. Colleagues, let us interrogate the financing strategy that Namibians need, looking at the higher informal sector, looking at the high level of micro enterprises, looking at the number of CC that are being registered at BIPA. Can we interrogate and restructure the financing strategy? Can we look at the modality of the micro lending in Namibia and actually take some of their structures? That they have and model it to enable startups and micro enterprises that are looking for capital and use such a modality? Can we look our SME financing and credit guarantee scheme and downgrade it or perhaps bring it down to the micro lending space? Because I'm also now looking at companies like micro lenders like Letseho, who are now also giving business loans. Beautiful people. I know. Let us have a conversation, because in Namibia, we are complaining and we are not offering solutions. We are worried, we are angry, we are mad, we are shouting at each other, we are pointing fingers to each other. But as I keep saying that, yes, in business and economic segment, we want to look at the foundation. We want to look at the structure that exists. And some of these structures are the structures that are preventing more participation, that are preventing startups to grow, that are preventing capital to go to those who need it. And until we look at those structures and keep amending them and keep reworking on them so we can tailor-make them according to the market structure that we have, according to the population dynamics that we have. And this is why economic conversations are very, very important among ourselves. Many Namibians, whenever you talk about a cash loan, they will look at, oh my goodness, he went to a cash loan. But they are not laughing to the person who went to the bank. Oh my goodness, he's going to the cash loan. Now, can we remove that bad narrative, that bad image that we have attached to a cash loan? Even when people are now going in cash loan, you know, you'll be hiding. You don't want anybody to see you. Guys, especially for micro enterprises, I think cash loan or micro lender can be one of your source of capital. Especially those that are complaining about collateral. The micro lenders, by law, they can only issue a loan not more than 100,000. And you are running a taxi. And you want to buy a taxi for you can, so you can, in Tsunkwe there are no taxis. And you have seen that they just need one taxi. And a seven-seater is around 70,000. Go to a cash loan. Go to a micro lender. Go get them that money and buy that seven-seater for you to drive around Tsunkwe. That is the capital you need. You just need a ice cream machine. You don't need the collateral because those are the type of funds or operational capital that you can access from a micro lender, from a cash loan. We need to restructure. We need to look at it differently that at a cash loan, guys, you cannot only borrow for you to go buy to pay your electricity at home or whatever small one. You can actually also borrow your operational there because you don't need any collateral. Beautiful people. And yes, I have not looked at now interest, but as I was also reading the act, I think Namfisa and the Minister of Finance can still work around to restructure and to limit the amount of interest. Because at the micro lender, they are not following the repo rate. No, they just charge. And looking at the act, I have not bumped into anything about interest rate. But I think there is still a space for government and Namfisa to limit the interest rate that get to be charged by micro lenders, so that we can make it the micro lending space as one of the financing strategy for our micro businesses. Beautiful people. Let us talk. Let us have a conversation. Let us have a conversation, colleagues. A conversation that can come up with a solution to change the funding modality to enable access to capital, especially at the lowest level, where people do not need to pledge any collateral. Because now there is a blanket and a general view that for every dollar that you want in Namibia, you need the collateral, which is not true. Which is not true. And if the many people that we are being telling to go start their own business, they cannot start at the biggest scale. They can't, not all of them, majority of them need to start somewhere. And that capital is available through micro-lending space. Because now micro-lending space is only structured for people to go borrow money for consumption. but it can be one of our strategy for us to enable and distribute capital to our small enterprises and those that are coming up. But nobody has ever said anything. We labeled even micro lenders bad. They are putting people under debt. Ah, when? Come on. Whether you borrowed from a bank or a micro lender, you still have debt. They are all debt. Micro lender debt are not so red enough. And they are so bad enough that when you are having bank, when you are driving a car that you finance with the bank, you think you all owe money. The same thing, you government, you everybody who borrow, you all owe money, regardless of wherever you got it. The only difference is here that how you are utilizing the money. Is it for productive purposes? And we need to now change this narrative so that our small enterprises that seek operational capital, instead of limiting them to only commercial bank, microlenders are there. They can borrow you 40,000. On average, the term lenders at the microlenders, they have borrowed or they have lent 30,000 on average. And that is operational capital to somebody. That is operational capital. Like for real. That is operational capital to many, many, many micro enterprises in Namibia. Then why are we not going to micro lender to access operational capital? Why are we crying about banks, about collateral? How many of you need millions? Not all of you. Not all of us. But because we have structured the microland in our head, that is only is we only sneak there when you are in trouble, when we No. You can go there to borrow for your operational capital. Beautiful people. Look, we need to be realistic about who we are and the stage where we are. And as I keep saying that your economy is dominated by vendors that are struggling to get the stock. Most of the window vendors, they get their things from Stambriet. Do you know how fast Stambriet is? And if they can just access a line of credit suitable for their level of operation, they will grow. They will expand. And the microlending space can fill that gap. Why are we not utilizing them? Why do we want to be fancy? Why? When it comes to even private sector credit extension in Namibia, we don't look at the microlending. We release them today. We only use the banks. But guys, listen to this. Every year, microlenders extend $3 billion. $3 billion. I think they have an approach just working. Beautiful people, let us have a conversation, man.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6%. 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
I'm coming to a realization about the Namibian economic structure and the Namibian people. The fact that we all want to look all bougie, our policymakers want to speak high level, all these things. The reality is that you are not there. The reality is that many of the people that are going to school come from village. Money that are made from selling on BK, money that are made from selling all sorts of things. So if you want to address economic participation and inclusion, address the majority of people. And the majority of people are doing small businesses, are selling at the small scale level. And they are stuck at the small scale level because they cannot afford a collateral, and because they think every capital you only need a collateral. Use the microfinancing space to include the small entrepreneurs, but we don't talk about it. So now we made just microfinances to be for consumption's sake. Because we regard it as bad, we regard it as what, we don't want to be associated with it. The reality is that your people are borrowing from micro lenders. It's the reality, and it should not be something to be ashamed of. It will just tell you a story how your economy is made, how the structure of your economy is. And we actually supposed to take advantage of it so that we can fund our upcoming enterprises. In financing, there are stages. Believe me, there are stages. You cannot just run to go to Capricorn Venture Capital. No. No, that's why financing starts with friends and fools. Then it can move to even to microfinance for operational capital. Because it's easier. It's accessible. Beautiful people. But we don't want to talk about it. Look where we started with our finance credit guarantee. We are not a realistic man. If you go to BIBA, the most registered business award, DSCC. And you are saying they should go to DBN. And you are saying they should avail 40% of a collateral. We are not serious. Majority of the people, they graduate. They want to sell something. They want to start something small so that they can gradually grow. Point them to any which can provide the type of capital they require. Extend the credit guarantee scheme to microfinancing. We don't want reality. We don't. Yeah, we want to talk about hydrogen, everyone. We want to talk about high-level things. No, my guy, if you go on the WhatsApp of your people, many of them are selling. They are selling. They just need operational capital to go buy a biltong and resell in Ngurenguru. Then, for 3 months, they do that. 4 months, they can set up something, like a small shop. And all they need is what? 20,000. And now you are telling them, just go to DBN, just go to a commercial bank. No, we are not realistic. We ignore the structure of the Namibian economy. We ignore the population dynamics. We ignore that many Namibian people are starting CC, basic CC, reselling something, brewing something. So the type of funding and financing that they need is not 1 million. Beautiful people. Beautiful people. Let us have a conversation, a realistic conversation, man. Now all of you are there. We are going to create employment. Employment is created by enterprises. And the foundation of starting every enterprise is capital. You can preach all you want and give lectures. It all comes down to capital. Tailor-made capital. And the capital have stages. Every stage of business needs a different type of capital. Understand your people, understand your economy. Now you are saying that a guy who is selling Kapana should go for a, should look for a collateral before they just want to buy a cow. They just want to transport their cow from Tumeb to come to Windhoek to sell Kapana, and you are saying they should have a collateral. Man, let us have a realistic conversation about the structure of the Namibian economy, about inclusivity and participation. Let us not fool ourselves wearing suit and giving long lectures just because we schooled at Harvard. Understand your people at the level where they are and push them from there using the right tools. Using the right tools, colleagues. Colleagues, policymakers. And this is why many of our meetings are only happening in suburbs. In high-level conferences, we do not want to talk about micro-enterprises. But many of you on your WhatsApp, you are selling T-shirt. Many of Namibian people are just doing printing. They're just doing copies. And they just need that type of operational capital. But they have no access to it. But we have a micro-lending sector just flourishing. And it's only mostly used for consumption. We can structure it to enable this small enterprise and upcoming enterprise to access capital. But we don't talk about it. In Namibia, if guys, the micro lending institutions are hiding. I didn't know we have more than 500 registered micro lenders. But where are they? How come I do not see them? Why when people are going to micro lenders are hiding? Why? I just realized that, especially for those who need operational capital below 100,000, given the reality of enterprise in Namibia, go to microlenders. That money needs to be used productive. But we are not talking about it. No, we just want to sound fancy, you know, equity in finances, Oh my goodness, we need to be realistic about who we are and the stage where we are. And promoting entrepreneur, not every enterprise startup need a 1 million. No, I might just need to go buy my kettle and slaughter and sell my Kapana. That is it. I just need an ice cream machine. I just want to go buy my bale. I'm already doing a printing in my house. I just want enough operational capital to afford the acre space at the Bokomo, at the Bokoma's startup incubation center. That is the operational capital I need. I don't need 1 million and I don't need to get a collateral. So can you fix something at such a level where I am so that I can afford and access that operational capital? Stop with the bougie term. Stop with the risk, feasibility. Let's speak the language where we are. We so wanna be fancy so much in Namibia. We just wanna talk about the private sector credit extension. They are dominated by four banks. There is nothing anymore to talk about. Majority of their loans are going to buying houses and property, not for starting businesses. And they are funding existing business already. But we are saying we want to create employment. So we need to start more businesses. So the funding is needed at the startup level. How about to use the macro lending space to fund at the startup level? The first stage, before they can go to equity finance and angel investors. Then they can graduate to go to commercial banks now when they can afford collateral or they have a machine that they can pledge as collateral. We don't want to talk in stages. The people that are talking about financing and capital in Namibia, they are jumping. They don't want to talk in stages. They want to talk about 1 million. They want to talk about the fancy startups. The Namibian reality is that after I graduate, I start selling bales or I'll start a printing shop. Or I'm doing a CV for people. Or I'm ordering with whatever. Or I'm selling vegetable. Or I'm selling Kapana. That is the reality of Namibian and a startup environment. Not all of them need 1 million. So let us talk in reality where we are as a country. Stop with the fancy things and come to reality of who we are. And in the micro-lending space can be one of the solutions. And to those who are labeling micro-lending as bad, you are just misinformed. You are not informed. And to anybody going to a micro-lending today, especially if you are going to borrow for productive purposes, please go. Because they approve fast and no collateral needed. Just make sure you use that money productively, not for consumption's sake. Because so much money is being channeled micro-lending, but it's only for consumption. So Namibian enterprises who need operational capital, there is a way to get it. Micro-lenders are there. Let us fund economic activity at the stage where we are. Let us find a better modality to enable more capital to flow to micro-lender for productive purposes. Beautiful people. Let us not be so delusional and start talking high-level languages, high-level entrepreneurs. Your economy is dominated by companies from South Africa because you are unable to promote entrepreneurship at the core, availing the necessary and the needed capital, tailor-made for such stages and levels. That is what we failed. And I just realized the micro-lending space can be a solution. Let us look at it. Let us regulate it well. Let us offer the credit guarantee scheme to go to such a level. 660,000 transactions of loans given by microlenders. How many businesses were funded in there? Let us make sure more micro businesses, small enterprises are funded beyond in those transactions. If we are serious about addressing the funding gap. Beautiful people. It was the business and economic segment live on Eagle FM. Yes. As much as I sound angry or whatever you want to call it, they are all suggestions. They are all hypotheses. I'm not saying they are entirely true, but if you listen, you can now fix it. You can now work around it. But let us be realistic. Let us be realistic. As we keep calling, this is the lecture hall one. Here we make presentations. The governor of Bank of Namibia was at the UNAM today making a presentation in one of the lectures. Okay, for us, we have no such privileges to go to NAST, to go to IUM, to go to UNAM and make a presentation. We use Eagle FM so that you in Katima can hear it, so that you in Luderd can hear it, so that you in Opuo, you can hear it. Learn something, improve what I say, come up with better suggestions. The conversation about economic building need to be embedded in our everyday conversation. Otherwise, continue requesting songs and talking about love. You guys are even failing at love. You're just there killing each other. How about we talk the economy? How about we talk money, capital, build, and earn, and make more money? It's about wealth, right? There is no other. And inclusivity will not come from heaven. It starts with the capital distribution. And the micro-lending space can be one of the game changers for our micro-enterprises and startups. So with that, colleagues, I thank you for choosing us. If you're listening via the website, thank you. If you have downloaded our app, thank you so much. Download the app and listen wherever you are. Or you are using the traditional route, which is the radio. Thank you so much. And the Village newspaper will be out tomorrow. Economic news, economic update, the policy news. Let us have a conversation and change things the way we want them to change. You can also join the Village channel to get updated, man. Once you're on the Village channel, whatever is happening on the Namibian economy, you get all those economic updates, whatever is happening, without you moving. It's just being forwarded in via your WhatsApp channel. Join the Village WhatsApp channel, not only to access the paper, but any update on the Namibian economy will come to you there on time. Eagle FM, as we say, we are here to facilitate economic conversation. Bread and butter, the wealth, the resources, the policies, everything. The conversation starts here. That was it, colleagues. My name is Kanjo Kagame Kulunkwanyoka. Thank you always for giving me the privilege to come and scream here on economic matters. Man, I come with love, I come with peace. Namibia can only be built if we are talking to each other in an honest manner. And with that, have a very good night.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.